Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. And the first thing I want to talk about today is that there are more signs of something happening over there at Loot Lake. It looks like another one of those sections of that spaceship or whatever that thing is down in the lake has started glowing. So we had one little section glowing before, now another section is glowing. So maybe that means another rune is going to pop up soon and start moving towards it. I don't know, but whatever's happening over there, again, they got me excited. Can't wait to see what's going to happen in there. Can't wait for season 9. Remember, we're just a few weeks away from season 9 coming up, so things are ramping up and it is getting fun. Speaking of some fun things, let's talk about the World Cup qualifiers. This weekend was the duos. Today was the finals. Man, a lot of really, really good, fun gameplay. Again, I love watching duos. I love watching singles as well. But just watching some of the teamwork that happens in duos and, you know, some of the crazy pushes that people are able to apply pressure on when somebody's on solo, and then sometimes when that solo person is able to get out of a situation where the duo is on them, it's some of this stuff is just amazing to watch. But yeah, we got to give big shout outs and congratulations to all the duos that made it. So let's go through them. First up, we had in the EU the team of NRG Benji Fish and NRG Mr. Savage FM or Mr. Savage M. Guys, again, Benji Fish already qualified last week in solos. Here he is again getting that number one spot already in week two. So he's already in the first 2 weeks qualified for solos and duos. Man, this NRG Benji Fish, he is popping off. Be on the lookout for him in solos and duos when we actually get to New York City for the actual finals, because obviously he is playing at the top of his game right now, but no better time to be playing at the top of your game than, you know, leading up to the World Finals. I mean, leading up to the World Cup and getting there. So great time to be playing the best you've ever been playing before. Here's another team from the EU that qualified today that I do not, I am not surprised by either of these people who are in the team, because both of these players are, you know, like we said before, it doesn't matter what the layout of the competition is. You see consistency. You always see a lot of the names that you expect to be up there and being near qualifiers or qualifying. You always see them up there because they are that good. It doesn't matter what the layout of the format is, or, you know, I know a lot of pros going into this were worried that they weren't going to make it because it, you know, was too, I guess, too forgiving for, you know, non-pro players, but you still see a lot of the pro players up there. I think a lot of people were just trying to make excuses before the tournament started, just in case they didn't make it, but we're seeing a lot of them make it. King Poispeen, this team here, Atlantis Mitro, again, Mitro, amazing in you. And then here, Secret Mongrel, we talked about him last week and over in the Discord because he didn't quite make it in solos. I said he will make the World Cup. This Mongrel is too good to not make the World Cup. We have 10 weeks total, you know, 5 weeks of solos, 5 weeks of duos. If Secret Mongrel didn't make it, that would be more surprising, even though there's, you know, however many millions of people trying to play competition. You know, we know that there's over 125 million players that play casually, but, and about, well, at least, I don't know how many are playing in this, but we know in previous tournaments that there have been about 9 million players who play on the competition side. Mongrel is just consistently one of the best players out there, so no surprise to me to see him qualifying in duos here. And again, I will be really surprised if we don't see him at some point over he's going to have four more chances to qualify in solo, so I will not be surprised if we see him in there as well. Let's see here for duos. We got E11 Stompy and 11 Shinken, I don't quite remember for sure, but I feel like Stompy maybe qualified already as well for solos. So again, you see a lot of these, just making the point that, you know, you see a lot of consistent players getting towards the top with their consistency on how well they play. We have Loot Boy Mex and Loot Boy Scram, also from the EU. So congratulations to all you EU players who made made it to the World Cup Duos Tournament. For the Oceania region, we have one team, and this was Cover H and MF Twiz again here. I believe Twiz played out of his mind yesterday. I saw a lot of that, and then Cover as well. And then they go ahead and do it here again today during the finals to get themselves to the World Cup. So congrats to that team. Played out of their minds today. Let's see here. For Asia, we have one team that qualified. That was CR Bell and Scarlet number one. Congratulations, them. I didn't actually watch the Asia ones, but, you know, I'm sure they played pretty well, obviously, to get themselves to the World Cup. For the NA East, here's what we got going, guys. In first place was Wolfgang Crims and OT Spades, MSF Clicks and MSF Septic. I don't know if you guys saw this. Again, I was watching most of the stream, and then I watched all the interviews and everything they did afterwards. Again, that team, you know, that is casting the events right now, they are really good. You know, you got Golden Boy there, Sundown, Monster D-Face has been there, obviously Dr. Lupo, Courage, you know, all those guys, they're all doing a great job of casting this event, and they did a great job interview afterwards with MSF Clicks and Septic here. Septic is 14 years old. How amazing is that? Like I said, guys, for me, again, you know, there was some pro out there saying that, you know, there should be more invite tournaments because there's not stories that build up. Well, tune into the interview right after the tournament's over, where they speak in MSF Clicks and MSF Septic here. Septic talking about he's only 14 years old. I mean, how amazing is that? I mean, it's so amazing that kids literally less than half my age are competing with other players. And, you know, and the average age of, you know, Fortnite pros is anywhere from 18 to early 20s. But, I mean, to be 14 and already be playing on that level, and you're playing on NA East, one of the hardest regions out there, and to qualify, you're 14 years old, you've already won, that duo won $8,000 a day, they already guarantee themselves $50,000, no matter what place they come in, when they get to the World Cup, like, they're sitting pretty, you know, they're sitting pretty pretty. I bet their parents are, you know, their minds are blown. I'm sure, you know, I know if my son was old enough to be playing in this and he qualified, my mind would be blown to know that he's already, you know, won, guaranteed himself $58,000, and, you know, a chance to win millions more at an event playing a video game. So yeah, that's really cool. And then I'm excited to talk about the side team. So Envy Linane, you know, really good player, no surprise to see him here. And then Tyler 15, really good player, I know firsthand. No surprise there, and I say that because, so I haven't played in any of the World Cup qualifiers. You know, I had that like week and a half where I was really sick, so I didn't hardly play any Fortnite at all, so I haven't gotten into the champion leagues yet. I'm still sitting in Division 6 there, but before I was playing, and then in previous, you know, we've had the cups before, and I've played in some of these cups, and I've seen Tyler 15 in some of my lobbies that I've been in, just popping off, eliminating players. Sometimes I've been eliminated by Tyler 15 in some of the previous cups that we've had in the past before the World Cup started. So I know that Tyler 15 is really good because I've been eliminated by him, and I've seen him in my lobby eliminating, you know, constantly seeing his name come up on the kill feed, eliminating a lot of other players. So for me, I'm not surprised to see that name on there just because I've seen firsthand how good Tyler 15 can be. Let's see here, guys. So that was NA East. Let's talk about Brazil. For the Brazil team, we have W7M, PFZIN, and code W7M dash Nix. Yeah, congratulations to the team from Brazil. Wish I knew how to pronounce your guys' names there, but that's awesome that you guys went ahead and are going to be in the World Cup. Let's see here. And then for NA West, again, we had one team that qualified from NA West this week. So we had Arkham 1X and Bloom Falconer. Again, another great one that they did an interview afterwards. Arkham 1X, I believe he was the one that was a 15-year-old. So again, somebody less than half my age, you know, getting a chance to be World Cup. I mean, these kids that are in there, they have a real good chance. Not only have they won, you know, guaranteed themselves their prize money already for placing in this, in the qualifiers, but then they're also already guaranteeing themselves $50,000 for being at the World Cup. But then where can you take this? I mean, how well are these players going to, you know, their names are out there now. You know, people are going to start following their Twitters. People are going to start following their YouTubes, their Twitch. You know, they have a chance to really be, you know, make a name for themselves in the community and hopefully make themselves a positive force in the community and set themselves up for a long time to come. Because for me, I'm thinking, you know, players, here you go. Like, not only, you know, because this, you know, Fortnite is a huge game. There's not just going to be one World Cup. There's going to be World Cup this year. There's going to be World Cup next year. So then we're going to, a lot of the players that make it this year, we're going to want to follow their journey. Like, are they going to be able to keep up that level of play? Are they going to make it next year? You know, I'm excited to see those, especially with some of these players so young. You're going to be able to follow them along through this journey, because Fortnite's going to be around for a while, guys. And then Bloom Falconer, yeah, it was really cool to see his interview as well. You know, college student, at, I believe he said he was at Arizona State University. So, you know, again, how excited has this guy got to be? You know, I don't know what his situation is or anything, but in fact, actually, me and Bo were talking about this in Discord about having, you know, paying off student loans. Like, again, I don't know Bloom Falconer. I don't know his situation. I don't know if he's had to get student loans or whatever. But if he has, boom, here he is. He's going to be able to pay him off just with his winnings from qualifying to the Fortnite World Cup and, you know, have a chance to really set himself up, you know, for a pretty decent life if they, you know, place really well or win the duo's competition at World Cup. So really exciting to see all this kind of stuff and see the stories that are coming out of this. I'm having a lot of fun watching this, guys. I hope you guys are following along as well and watching all this, because it is a lot of fun. Again, you can watch, you know, any of these individual streamers. You can watch the Fortnite stream itself. And like I said, they're doing an amazing job of casting that over there. So I would check that out. You just get to see a whole bunch of different angles of different games as well. So a lot of fun to watch, but also a lot of good stuff that you can learn if you want to be better yourself from watching these. So yeah, there's that. Again, congratulations to all those teams that qualified today. Let's go ahead and talk about a challenge now. So here's another week 8 challenge tip. We're going to go ahead and cover the one where you need to find the treasure map, and then you need to follow the X on the treasure map for stage 2. So for stage 1, to find the treasure map, you are going to go to Paradise Palms. Now, when you go to Paradise Palms, there is that building. So there's the big, tall building, right? And then just east of that building, there's a couple of stores. There's a computer store, and then I can't even remember what the other store is. But in between those stores, behind them, there's a wall, and you'll see a yellow square on it, and that is a treasure map. And so you just go interact with that, and then now boom, you found that treasure map. And then when you go to start a next game, you will go to Frosty Flights, and you will go to, so that's in A8, and you will go to the end or the beginning of the runway there, so the furthest west point of the runway. And at the end of the runway is where you're going to find the battle star there. So there it is. That's how you get that challenge done. Again, pretty easy to do. Yeah, and again, reminder, after I tell you how to do these challenges, if you haven't done them yet, get in there and do that challenge. Get these challenges done so you can go unlock that Ruin outfit, because it is really cool. And then once you unlock Ruin, you know, you unlock more challenges for Ruin to so that you can get his back bling and what was it? You get a back bling for Ruin, and was it a pickaxe that you can unlock? Let me get in there and take a quick look. There's two things that you can unlock for Ruin. Yeah, the back bling and his harvesting tool. So there's two things that you can unlock through challenges once you unlock the challenge set after unlocking Ruin himself. So yeah, get in there and do that. All right, guys, take a little break here. We'll come back with what's in the item shop today and a little tip. Alrighty, let's get in there in the item shop and take a look around now and see what we got today. Today, we got that Sanctum outfit again. This is an outfit that I liked from when it first came out. So yeah, I like this one. And the Moonrise Harvesting Tool. Let's see here. Another one that I like, the Malice outfit. Really cool, really cool. Gotta like this one. And the Burning Axe Harvesting Tool. Again, this is a harvesting tool that I just love. I wish I had a guitar like this. As somebody who used to play guitar a lot, and I still, you know, occasionally, kind of rarely actually, dabble around with my guitar, but man, if I had a guitar that looked like this, man, I don't think I'd ever put it down. I'd be playing all the time. Let's see here. We got this new wrap. I believe this was a new one, or maybe we've had it before. I don't remember. This is the Heat wrap. Again, this is an animated wrap. This is actually a wrap that I really like a lot. You know, when they first started making wraps in the item shop, I was like, I don't know about that. You know, is there really going to be wraps that are worth using your V-Bucks on? And I would say, yeah, definitely. There are wraps that I definitely spend V-Bucks on. And this is one of them. The Heat wrap is really cool. Again, you know, because it looks like a lava stone, lava rock, and then the magma, you know, kind of has a glowing effect and moves around on the wrap as well. So it looks really good, really clean. Oh, let's see here. We have the in the daily section, we have the archetype outfit, the wiggle emote, the pipsqueak harvesting tool, the jungle scout outfit, and the Shaolin sit-up, and the new glider. This is the Globetrotter. The world is yours. So yeah, pretty cool glider here. Simple, looks like the map of Fortnite. Pretty neat, pretty neat. Yeah, guys, that is your item shop for today. If you're going to get any of the items in the item shop, I would really love it if you use that creator code MikeDaddy, MMMIKEDADDY in the item shop. It does help support the show, and I just really appreciate it, guys. Let's see here. Let's go ahead and talk about a tip of the day. And we've talked about this before, but I kind of want to give you a little bit extra tip here for doing this. And this, since we had the duos finals today, I kind of wanted to talk about duos, or you can use this to great effect in squads as well if you're squadding up with a bunch of friends. But what you can do is, you know, have two players have heavy snipers. Obviously, we know what you can do is, one, you guys got to time your shot, so you got to be coordinating and talking on how you're going to time it. But one player is going to take the shot on a build, and the other player is going to shoot split second afterwards, so that their shot goes through and hits the player on the inside. Sometimes this can be kind of hard to do because, you know, if a build is a full build there, sometimes you're shooting kind of blind because you can't see exactly where that player is. So what you can do before you shoot in your heavy sniper, shoot out at that build with, you know, your AR or something, and do some damage to the build, because when you do that, the builds start to break a little bit and parts of them become a little bit transparent. Then you can really see where that player is. So both of you can, boom, have your scope lined up on the player that's inside that build, shooting one right after the other with that heavy sniper. That way, one of you lands the shot on that player, taking him out. Again, it's a heavy sniper, so even if you land that body shot, you're going to be doing 157 damage to the body. So if they don't even have, you know, if they've only applied, you know, you know, even if they have the 100 health and apply two minis, you're going to be taking them down even with that body shot. And then, boom, if you land that headshot, woof, they're going down no matter what. So you got to love it. You know, the running two heavy snipers has always been something that people have done in the past to do this trick. But I just want to give you that little extra tip of, you know, breaking that build a little bit. Just that way you have a better view of exactly where those players are inside that build, so that you have a better chance of lining up and hitting that shot. Alrighty, guys, that is your tip of the day. That's the episode for today. So go join that Daily Fortnite Discord. Follow me over on Twitch and YouTube, Mike Daddy, on both of those places. Head over to Apple Podcasts. Leave that 5-star rating, a written review, because those things actually really help out the show, guys. And I appreciate it. And doing those things is going to get you a shout out on the show. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode, of course. And until next time, guys, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.